If you had to guess, which demographic of American society do you think votes in the highest numbers? The answer, in the last two general elections, Black women. Later this morning, the Milwaukee AFL-CIO plans to rally to inspire Black women to show up again this year to vote. WUWM's Bonnie Petrie reports on why they have been so moved. This is what she discovered.
The first woman to offer herself as a major party candidate for president was not Hillary Clinton. She was an African American.
I stand before you today as a candidate for the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States of America.
It was Congresswoman Shirley Chisholm in the year 1972, and she was following the lead of other Black women who'd smashed barriers since before the Civil War, according to Glenda Carr. She co-founded the group Higher Heights for America. It works to make sure Black women show up in large numbers at the polls. Carr says the political activism and power of Black women has become ingrained in the culture.
From Harriet Tubman, who walked so that Sojourner Truth could stand and say, ain't I a woman, to Fannie Lou Hamer, was able to say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired.
To today, where First Lady Michelle Obama is one of Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton's most influential campaigners, perhaps even more influential than her husband, the president.
And because of Hillary Clinton, my daughters and all our sons and daughters now take for granted that a woman can be president of the United States.
Dr. Kelly Dittmer has studied the voting patterns of Black women over the last two elections. She works for the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University. Dittmer says in 2012 and 2014, Black women represented 6.9% of the voting population, but made up 9% of the voters. She attributes this high turnout in part to how hard Black women had to fight to get the right to vote.
You know, they were left out of enfranchisement after slavery, the end of slavery, and women in the mainstream suffrage movement had considered a strategy to only fight for enfranchisement of white women. So I think gaining and recognizing that value of the right to vote is something that Black women don't take lightly.
And wise candidates would pay attention. Glenda Carr of Higher Heights for America.
Black women are the building blocks to a winning coalition. And we've proven that over the last two presidential cycles. For us, it's like, how do we then harness that power to ensure that candidates up and down the ballot are not taking our votes for granted and that there are meaningful conversations about the issues we care about as Black women?
Those issues include affordable health care, affordable housing, and safe communities. Still, even though Black women did turn out for President Obama in 2008 and 2012, will they turn out at the polls at this election? Carr has no questions. They will. And they'll bring friends.
When you fire up a Black woman, she doesn't go to the polls alone. She brings her house, her block, her church, and her water cooler. And on November 8th, we will prove the naysayers wrong and do what we've been doing, which is to pile our loved ones in a car or on a bus or actually walk to the polls and ensure that our voices, votes, and leadership matter in this election cycle.
So let's get to work.
Bonnie Petrie, 89.7 WUWM.